ありがとう。Thank you. Placebo. Placebo. Hmm? Very nice. You haven't? Well, when I was in Jagannath Puri, well, last time I left here, I went directly to Mayapur for a week and then to Jagannath Puri for 1 week. And before I went to Japan, and I joined up with a group of Japanese devotees there. And when we were in Jagannath Puri, Satchinandan Swami came and gave a talk one night to us. He was there, he goes there usually once a year and does a like Nam Bhajan just by himself or with one or two other devotees for a month. But he came and gave a talk with us. And when he chanted that melody. And I just I fell in love with that. It was so nice. So somehow it came. It wasn't the melody I was thinking of, but that's what came out. I couldn't quite get the one with B.B. Govinda. We'll have to work on it. I really like it. So, it is Bhagavad Gita night. And what time is it now? 7:30? So let's read and discuss Bhagavad Gita for an hour. And we've been, right, we go till 8:30, right? Huh? Till 8? We only go, oh, we go till 8. What time's Arti? At 8 o'clock? Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. How it goes here. I know everyone has to get up and go to work tomorrow, at least most people. Some of us have been let off the hook. Sort of. We're just preparing for blast off. So we've been reading chapter 9, but I promised Project Kisuri, Mataji to be, that she went in Saturday morning during the Brahma Samhita class, the topic came up of there was one verse describing how we attain a spiritual body according to the attachment we have for the Lord at the time of death, or according to the attachment that we've cultivated in our devotional service, will attain to a spiritual form. And so then that came into the topic of the fall of the jiva. You know, that, well, did we, you know, fall from Krishna Loka? Did we fall from Vaikuntha? Did we come from the Brahma Jyoti? Have we come out of Mahavishnu? All these different positions, I don't know. Even within Vaishnavism, it's a subject of discussion and debate. And the acharyas have actually warned us not to debate, not to get involved in this, and not to debate this, because from our situation, we really can't understand it, and it could even lead one to atheism or impersonalism. I've talked to different devotees, scholarly devotees. Now, you'll find different camps of devotees who say, oh, definitely, you know, Prabhupada says here in his books, he said here, you know, we were in Krishna Loka and we've fallen down. And others say, no, it's from Vaikuntha. No, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Jaiva Dharma, we come out of Mahavishnu. But these are all taken out of context, you know. And the scholarly devotees that I've talked to, like Nishringananda Maharaj, Banu Swami, who's translated of a lot of Visvanatha Chakravarti's books, and he says actually the acharyas don't say anything specific, that most of these are taken out of context, and I think it's significant that there isn't like this direct, you know, kind of like in the Bible, it says very directly, you know, the creation and everything, but Basically, the conclusion that Bhanuswami has told me that the, or you know, from everything that he studied and read, it's always the explanation is given anadi karma. Anadi means there's no beginning. You know, it means you. And Prabhupada would often say you can't trace it out. You know, yeah. So there is one purport that satisfies me. I think this question of, you know, how did we get here? Why did we come here? It's more significant, or it's more important to someone who has a lot of doubts about the nature of spiritual life, about the nature of God, about the nature of this universe, and especially when we're suffering. Because when we're suffering, we tend to think that, you know, why me? Why did this happen to me? And we feel like a victim, you know, that I couldn't have done all this to deserve this suffering, you know, that usually, you know, even devotees say this sometimes, you know, like, why is Krishna doing this to me? As if, you know, someone's doing it to us, as if we're a victim. So I think when we're feeling that way, psychologically, this question seems more significant, or may be more pressing to us than if we're feeling hopeful and optimistic about our spiritual life and our progress and our process. Then we don't think about it so much. At least that's how I am. So anyway, there's one purport in the Bhagavad Gita that, for me, it satisfies this need to know. So I thought we'd read that, and then we'll read chapter 9. So the verse that I'm thinking of in the purport is in chapter 13, verse 20. So